Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. On day 215 of our Year of the Bible, which is the first day of our reading of the prophet Jeremiah. Isaiah first, then Jeremiah. Jeremiah, an important prophet, sometimes called the weeping prophet. I thought I would just do a little sort of intro on Jeremiah today, on the book of the prophet Jeremiah today. Jeremiah, one of the things we know about Jeremiah, he prophesied for a really long time. He had a 40-year career in the ministry. 40 years of speaking the word of the Lord, 40 years of preaching, right? 40 years of attending to the flock. And one of the things to know about the book, one of the things to know about the prophet Jeremiah is in his 40-year ministerial career, he was completely unsuccessful, completely ineffective, shall we say. He prophesied and prophesied. He was not effective. Now, this is probably not the part to dwell on. However, as a minister of the Lord, I get discouraged, you know, sort of sometimes like about the littlest things week to week. But what I believe is that, you know, if I sort of plug away and, you know, keep my focus on the important things and all that kind of thing, that the Lord will do, as he sees fit. And I hope that that is, you know, to his glory. It would be very hard to keep my spirits up if I had the kind of life that Jeremiah had, which is not only ineffective, but sort of socially isolated from his family and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, that's a thing to know about Jeremiah. He was ministering for a really long time, and none of it worked. All right, so Jeremiah prophesied for 40 years, you know, through many, like, five different kings. I'm not going to go through all of them, but like five different kings, some good, some not as good, some reigned for a long time, some did not. But Jeremiah was the constant. About 100 years after Isaiah, we think, thereabouts. So there's some records of, you know, he sort of mentions this king, and that helps us date the book a little bit. It was Jeremiah's particular vocation. Sometimes they call him the 11th hour prophet, right? So if Isaiah is a couple hundred years, you know, 100 years before the fall of Jerusalem to Babylon, it is Jeremiah's particular vocation to witness it. And we come across that in Lamentations. But just something to know, before, you know, for the first sort of 38 chapters of Jeremiah, he's talking about, watch out, Jerusalem's going to fall to the Babylonians. Watch out, Jerusalem's going to fall to the Babylonians. And sure enough, that's what happened. And Jeremiah was there doing his work while that happened. So it was so he witnessed that great destruction, that destruction that Isaiah had foretold. If you remember in Isaiah, there's a lot of talk about Assyria. In the first 38 chapters, there's 39 chapters, there's a lot of talk about Assyria, because at the time, Assyria was the big country in the north that everybody was afraid of, and rightfully so. Assyrians were a crazy, powerful army, powerful empire. They had already taken down the northern kingdom by the time Isaiah is being written, and it looks like, and they had invaded the southern kingdom and taken down some of its garrison towns. There was only Jerusalem that was left. So Isaiah is talking a lot about Assyria. Isaiah is trying to keep, one of the things Isaiah is trying to do is keep Judah, the southern kingdom, from making an alliance with Egypt against Assyria. Anyway, that's a lot of the things. That's a lot of the stuff that was happening there. By the time you get to Jeremiah, it's clear that the Babylonians are in charge now. That the Assyrians have given way. That the Assyrian Empire has given away has given way to Babylon, that Babylon has come in and sort of taken over. So that's what Jeremiah is talking about and saying, you know, it's gonna happen. It's gonna come, and it did. And that's one of the things. That's one of the things that is unique about Jeremiah. And then also Lamentations. Jeremiah is the author of Lamentations. Sometimes we call it the Lamentations of Jeremiah, which is a more like direct sort of recounting of those events. But that's something to know. We read for today the first three chapters of Jeremiah, and the only part I want to sort of say something about is his call narrative, because it's a cool one. It's unique, along with the call of Isaiah, sort of two of the great sort of descriptions of the call to prophecy by the Lord.